Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentleman on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You roll my world, oh what a thrill. Good, such a great, creep balls of fire. I laughed in love, but you thought it was funny. cause a fire. Get the bear. I love you, should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear you, but sure it's fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire.
Thank you. welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I just love doing this show. I can remember the first time that Reverend B called me up and had a reading from me about her cat, and she was just devastated. And the end result was she gave me a radio show on her segment here. This is all about Greater Good Ministry Radio and her. She's the main producer of GGM Radio, and she's got a book out, which you heard earlier, The Advertisement of the Stones. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on at GGM with Reverend B and other hosts that are here, and it's quite an amazing place to be, really. It's just pretty cool, and I really enjoy being here and hosting this show every week and having guests on. And my guest today is really cool. We're going to get to him in a second. He's just amazing with all of his gifts, and he's out of West Virginia, and he's just a pretty cool guy that, you know, I've known for several years, and I love having on GGM. Couple of announcements. This Thursday, which is going to be March 24th at 9 p.m., Bethany Caudill is going to be in St. Louis performing at The Office, which is 5917 Del Mar Boulevard in St. Louis at 9 o'clock. She's opening for a guy who's called the Black Messiah. He's doing that's actually the name of his band. He's doing a party and talent showcase. So if you want to go over on Facebook and look up that information, you can find more on that event. It's going to be March 24th. The event starts at 7, and Bethany is performing at 9 o'clock. We're also going to be going to Florida the 29th through the 31st. We're leaving to go to Tampa, and Bethany is going to be doing a showcase for American Music and Arts Showcase. She's going to be performing two times for 30 minutes, and she's going to be videoed. So it's going to be pretty cool, and sounds like there's an awards session over there too, and she's going to be at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center at 2701 East Fowler Avenue in Tampa. That's where we're going to be the 29th, 30th, and 31st, just for 3 days hanging out there. We're leaving on the 28th, actually, which will be really cool. And then when we get back, we're going to be heading to Kentucky to the Ken Bar Lodge, and Bethany is going to be performing at 9 p.m. on April 2nd in Gilbertsville, Kentucky. And you can look up Ken Bar Lodge online at 7711 U.S. Highway 641 North in Gilbertsville, Kentucky. And in between that and April, we've got some things going on too. I'm going to be at the Soul Esteem Center in St. Louis, Missouri. That's on Maryland Heights Road. And you can check that out too for a psychic fair. And my friend Marilyn is going with me. That's going to be really exciting. And I think Bethany's going to be at that one too. And then we're also going to be going, me and Marilyn are going to be going to a psychic fair in Alton, Illinois, and we're really excited about that. And it looks like also in April we've got something around this area that is going to be going on. There's an event in the Ozark area, and you can look that up on Facebook as well. So moving right along to my guest, Asen, who's really cool. We're going to be seeing him sometime in May for an event also. Asen is a really cool reader. He's got a very good background. He gets right to the point, and he tells you like it is. He's got several certifications like a Master of Tarot, a Master of Metaphysics. He's a registered clairvoyant, registered psychic, registered tarot reader, registered spiritualist. He has a Master in the Art of Tarot Reading, a Reiki Master, a Kolomi practitioner. He's an ordained minister like myself, which is really cool. He's had many years of mastering the tarot and teaching classes and doing radio shows. You can check him out at asenknight.com, AesonKnight. We're going to talk to him a little bit more. He decided to combine his visions with his tarot readings to give people the bigger picture, like a broader spectrum. So he's a pretty cool buddy of mine, and we've known each other for a while. And if you want to ask us a question, you can call in at 347-237-5339 or hop over in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio, or you can call that number. So we're going to get right down to business here and bring Asen online and see what he's up to today. Welcome to the show, Asen. How are you?
Doing wonderful, darling. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. What's new with you?
Oh, you know, the normal stuff, doing readings, taking on network owners, not allowing them to treat us like tomato juice. And
Oh, yeah. Lots
you
of
know.
Fun. You've been busy.
I am. You know, I'm planning Beltane and Force, which is May 14th. I can't wait to see Amanda. We'll be down with us. And, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Bethany will be singing for us. And, you know, it's going to be a really great event. It's going to be a real big thing here in West Virginia. It's at Coonston Park in West Virginia, in Charleston.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to be great. You know, and just doing, you know, getting rid of people and things that, you know, don't embrace ethical standards.
Mm-hmm.
More or less.
It's true. You have to do that. I was talking with a woman today, and it was so funny. It was just before my show, and she said, she's having this problem with a friend of hers. He always calls her, and he kind of talks about himself and all of that. And I said, well, I'm going to ask you what everybody else would ask somebody else. What are you getting out of it? You know, is he using
mm-hmm.
you, or are you just whatever? And she says, well, I'm really mad. You know, it really hurt my feelings. And I said, well, that's where you put the boundary up. It's the same thing with, you know, readers and ethics. So she went away with something to think about. That happened just this morning.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like, you know, the faster we begin moving, the more it's easier to spot, you know, you're just using me, you're just using my money. And you have to chop those people out like weeds in a garden, honey, because you can't do that. You can't be pushing yourself to the end to help build somebody else's dream.
True. That's very true.
So,
because it has to be an equalized thing. It has to be an equal side. But, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, you have to worry about the ethics and how people are, you know, presenting themselves even as readers. You know, I've heard so many people say that they're concerned about this one or that one or what's going on over here, and it's rough.
It's rough. It's very rough. It's very viewable. You know, it's like, you know, we've got a lot of things going on in America alone, but if you look at the world, it's like not really as big as it is, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of have to stay on top of things and watch those ethical choices and then, you know, elevate yourself above that if it doesn't fit your standards.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It is so true. I mean, I've had people call me just, you know, randomly who's gotten readings from wherever and said, can you look at this person and see what you think? Or, you know, do you think this is right, what this person did? And, you know, some of
mm-hmm.
it can sound so fishy and worrisome.
Very much so. And so crazy. You know, for years, Amanda, you know I fought against this and fought against this crap of readers. You know, oh, you've got dark magic on you. We need to do a spell. It's going to cost $3,000 for a candle. Or I can bring him back for $500. You know, and that's just to pay for the candle. Baloney.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then there's so many people who say, well, you know, I'll clear your chakras or I'll pray for you for this amount of money. And when you hear I'll pray for you for this amount of money, you better start running.
Exactly. Because your prayers,
Amanda's prayer is free. Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't cost anything to do. It doesn't even take extra energy. And if they're already on a spiritual path, they should be praying three times a day to begin with.
Well, they really should be. They really, really should be. That's just so important. And, you know, I think that when you hear that, you need to just Right. It just needs to be something automatic that if you hear, you know, like I went one time over here in Springfield and I didn't tell them I was a reader. I disguised myself and she said, oh yeah, you know, I can clear your chakras and whatever for $300. Go over to Branson. It's the same thing. Oh, well for $600, you know, I can do this for you. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is even happening over here. That's not good.
Right. That's why, you know, I make it a point everywhere I'm at to have my ethical code posted somewhere so that people can see that I don't play that. You know, I don't do that dark energy, let me clear your chakras. Oh, let me, you know, just, you know, you don't need to clear chakras. Someone doesn't need to clear chakras for you. They can, you can do it yourself, and
you can.
It ain't
there
that amount of money.
You can, or if you ask for a healing, you can ask the healer to do it in your healing. But it's not one of those where it's like, oh, let me charge you for prayer because I want to. That's just wrong.
That's just so wrong. So past wrong. You know, and you have to look at the companies that you're dealing with and make sure that they are ethical. You know, when you're setting from a position of ethics, you want to make sure the companies match your ethics, you know. And it's like, really, you know, thank people, please. Yes, it is unusual for us to have the abilities that we do and to be able to give the readings. But that means that we have to stay above and beyond ourselves and not read our own PR. And to be down to earth and to be authentic and, you know, say, hey, I don't get this. You know, and I say that a lot of times in the ring. I don't get this. This is the information I'm getting. You might understand it. 99.9% of the time, they do. But that doesn't mean that it immediately goes to dark energy or all curses or, you know, whatever, you know, hokey pokey smoke and mirror trick they want to throw on it.
Right. You know, and that's just one of those things. So, I mean, it's really a point where you need to use your head. And you really need to think about what you're doing and what you're getting into and what's there. And you know, really utilize and think about it. And think,
right,
is this right to charge, you know, $600 to clear your chakras? Or, oh, I'll pray for you, but it's going to cost you whatever. I had one woman tell me one time, oh, I'll pay you, you know, somebody said, they said, well, $1,000, you know, for clearing this curse that's on you. And I went, nope, you better run.
No need to clear any curses on you. You know, that's one, if someone had the time to do it, to even put one on you, it would be super rare. And two, they're so easy to break. It's easier to break than ripping a sheet of paper apart. And three, if there was one on you, it's your issue. You have to fix it. It's like, you know, it's like you're going, oh, I'll go talk to your ex-boyfriend and explain to him that you have trust issues and that's why you broke up with him. That's about how facetious it is for someone else to go in there and try to mess with you, your life, and your livelihood.
Right. And it's better to just know what you're getting into and all of that.
Right. And to be focused on it. And to be authentic and direct and comfortable. And to be willing to understand yourself and what yourself is going through and the stresses in yourself, and to be looking at your actions going, you know, that really wasn't the best idea.
Right.
Or, you know,
right,
this used to be a great place to be at. Now it's not. I want more. You know, and taking those steps to create that in your life.
To make it happen. Yeah. And once you do that, you know, and you're aware of, you know, well, this is not a good move, or this is a good move, or does that feel right, or is this right for me?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And, you know, if a reading doesn't home true, don't go get another one from that person. you know, psychics aren't always the matches for the same person.
Exactly. And, you know, if you don't like something, you don't have to go back to it. That's important to remember, too. You know, it's just important to, you know what resonates with you, what's right, what feels good, and what you should do for you. And once you know that, you can begin to do all the other stuff that you need to do to make things, you know, correct with yourself.
Right. You know,
and I'm glad
allow
that
you have
your ethics out there. That's important. That's
I
important.
Do.
Ethics in your ethics in your classes are just so important to people.
They are. You know, the classes that I'm holding, I'm going to be scheduling some more this summer. I'm actually going to try to do some web classes for those that can't get to the little podunk town that I base myself out of for my flexibility. You know, and just building community, you know, that's another thing I'm working on this year is building more and more community, working on more and more networking, and really working very hard to take this industry from where it's at in these little bits and pieces and pockets and bringing it to where, yes, we are mainstream already, you know, we've made the New York, you know, psychics in general have made the New York Times 5 times already this year with different things and different predictions and different things occurring and stuff. So that means that we're mainstream. That means that we need to climb above the metaphysical realm and be very much conscious of, you know, what we are offering people.
Yeah. That's true. And, you know, we always find our way. It's just a matter of finding our way, making it happen, you know, listening to our gut and following that, following that way.
Sure.
Yeah, that's so important.
You know, and you know,
some
so.
Of these people just do not ethically hold themselves very well. And that's a concern for people, you know, who say, well, you know, I don't believe you. You know, you get those people that, you know, message you or email you or whatever that are skeptic. And there is a line of skepticism that is, you know, really good. It's good to be skeptical and it's good to read things out and see what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And it's good to be focused on keeping those ethical standards. But at the same time, you have to use common sense. On
Absolutely.
Things and looking at things. And, you know, in this business, you have to use common sense when looking at, you know, networks and where you offer your services and be very much upfront and going, this ain't cool. I'm out of here. Pulling your
exactly.
business out because then it's affecting your image, you know. And that includes, you know, when my clients come to me, you know, we – as readers have to protect our clients, too, from unethical sites and unethical practices of other people in this business.
Absolutely. 100%. Totally true. And, you know, we just have to look after those people and know that, you know, we're on the right track. And I think this is a good... I think this is good information for everybody to listen to. Those in the chat room, we have a couple of people in there, and those that have called in, it looks like we have got some people who were interested in readings or one question, you know, reading. So did you have any announcements before we go to a really quick commercial break?
Other than, you know, Beltane and Forest, May 14th, Coonskin Park, Charleston, West Virginia, opens at 11. We will have at least 36 vendors. Out of that, at least 6 different psychics there for you to enjoy, including Amanda Dow. So come out, check us out. And when we get back, I think we're going to calls, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Do you have a show you want to announce, too? Like, do you have any shows
oh,
coming up
goodness,
you might
honey,
want
I'm,
people to listen
I've
to?
Got,
or?
Tonight we're doing Psychic Biz Live. That is a live YouTube show We have then on Wednesday nights, I have the Psychic Coffee Shop at 11 p.m. on Blog Talk. Then at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, I help co-host with Liddy Catherine. And then at 11 o'clock, I'm back over here on Blog Talk on My Psychic Connections. So, yeah, I've got a lot of shows going on right now.
Well, there you go. That way people can just know how to find you, listen to you, know what you've got coming up, you know, classes-wise, say, or, you know, just radio show-wise or events. So, you know, just to keep
up to date
on that.
And they're
all
listed on my website, asonknight.com. It's AESONKNIGHT.com. Click availability, and you will see where I'm at and the different shows I'm on.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen. We'll be right back with you, Asen. Check his website out at asonknight, AESONKNIGHT.com. If you're interested in talking with me, I am in the process of getting a website up, actually. But in the meantime, you can either email me at starwaya@hotmail.com or find me over on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, for more information for readings, healings, and what have you. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back. If you want to hit one on your keypad to ask us a question, that's great. If you're in the chat room, you can private message me in the chat room or ask your question in the chat and we'll get to you. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's S-H-O-T.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and wasn't about the way things might have been. We still keep on turning, primary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling. Caused a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. If we keep on turning, proud we keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Thank you, Reverend B, for that awesome station ID, welcoming us back to Messages of Light and your calls that you have your burning question to ask us today, either in the chat room. You can put it in the chat room and message us, or you can hit one on your keypad and call in 347-237-5339. You can check Asen out at asonknight.com, AESONKNIGHT.com. You can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or starway@hotmail.com. I'm going to bring Asen back, and we're going to get right down to business and take some of our callers. Welcome back, Asen.
Hi, darling. Let's get moving.
All right. Our first caller here is area code 917. You're on the line with Amanda and Aston. How are you?
I'm thank you for having your show today.
Hi.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
I think you guys are hilarious, seeing that people shouldn't charge $600 for prayer.
Oh, honey, that's a small amount. I had one case that I worked with the FBI on, and they were charging $1,500 for a candle.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. I never heard that, but thank you. I would like to ask about my boyfriend, Rob. What do you guys get from us?
Well, honey, let me take a look here. You know, right now I feel like you happen to be the stronger one. I feel like he is going through some stuff to get past his issues, to really build on the relationship. And I feel like he'll be crossing into a lot more seriousness within about 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, great. Oh, you're right. He is going through something. Okay.
Okay.
So,
and I really feel like right now, if he isn't returning communication, that's okay. Let him have his space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He just has to intern. He just has to go into his cave.
Mm-hmm. He needs to go in his cave and figure out just what type of a relationship he's ready for. Because it's going to be better and stronger than what you have.
Oh, great. I'm sorry. What did you say, Amanda?
That's okay. I'm agreeing with him. It's the cave experience. You know, he's needing that time to feel everything out and see where everything is and really judge it and base that on where he's going next. So he just needs some time, and he's going to work through that, and it's going to come out stronger, just like Aeson said. I'm totally on the money with him on that, because it's coming up really strong for you here over here as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, great. Do you see what he likes that I do specifically?
I feel like he really just likes it when you're chitter-chatting about nothing. You know,
okay.
I picked up eggs there at the store, you know. He really likes that type of quality of time with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He lives at a different place. Do you see when we may be moving together?
It won't be for probably about 6 months, honey.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
And how do we reach you out of this for readings?
If you'd like to follow up with me, you can go to my website, aeson.com. I have appointments available there, and I have on-demand buttons.
Is that A-S-O-N, Aeson Light?
Yes.
A-E-S-O-N.
A-E-S-O-N. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great evening.
If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. Aeson's really good, too, so you can keep us both in mind. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, and he's on Facebook also, Aeson Light?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Thank you both. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Blessings. All right, Aeson, our next caller is area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Aeson. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much. Your talk has been very interesting today. I had gotten in the hooks of someone, speaking of, quite some time, and it was not pleasant getting out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, my only child is with a woman who he is now married and having a baby with this month. I haven't seen him in 2.5 years. Are we going to see him again?
Take a look here, dear. Ooh, you guys got issues. You do, honey, but it's going to be a while.
What does a while mean?
2-3 years.
More?
Yeah.
Well, is there anything I can do to bring him home?
No. You got to let him grow.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a learning experience that has to happen. You know, it's nothing that you're in control of, and it's not your fault. You can't blame yourself, but it's something that, you know, he has to go through as a life experience lesson. You know, we all have free will. And, you know, something that you can do is pray for it. You can keep him in your prayers, and you can send him light in the meantime, but that's about as far as you can go. And just let the experience happen.
We pray constantly. He's all we had.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just prayers is good. But, you know, don't wear yourself out on it. You know, take care of yourself, too. Make sure you do that.
Hard. Anybody who's a mother knows that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the best thing you can do is we'll send you light and prayer, too. You know, that's something, you know, we do here is we always pray for each other and, you know, send each other light. So you hang in there through it. It'll be okay.
I'm a very sick woman. Do you think I'll be alive to ever see him again? I was sick before he left. I'm 3 times as sick.
Hello?
Yes?
What are you thinking, Asen? Did you hear what she
I
asked?
I feel like, you know, she'll see him. I mean, yes, she's got issues with her health, but they're almost to the point now that it's become so problematic that it's just now part of life for you, and you're dealing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been sick for 40 years, but it's just gotten much worse since he did this, so.
Right.
That's related to stress, and that's why you have to work on taking care of yourself. You know, you can look at that as a paradigm and or as like a coincidence that, well, you need to take care of yourself so that, you know, you can see him. You know what I'm saying? You know, do what you can for yourself to care for you and send out light to them and let the process happen. You will see him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll pray for you. All right, our next caller is area code 914, Asen. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. And yourself?
Doing wonderful.
How can we help you?
Hi, yes. I was wondering when you see me getting a director for my project.
I'm going to take a look here.
Thank you.
I feel like you get a director within 7 weeks.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
You've already talked to this, I want to say female, a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah, and the timing just hasn't been correct. I feel like they'll reach back out to you.
Wow, so just sit and wait.
Wait, and push. You want to keep that energy moving. You don't want it to be stagnant because this is an active project.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. And female. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. And I think this will be a good project for you.
It will
Thank
be a good
you.
Project for you. I agree with him. And it's going to turn out really well. I see things being very successful.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you both.
All right,
I greatly
thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank
Blessings.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have another person here on the line, 417-241. You're on with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? This is Marilyn.
Hi,
Marilyn. Very wonderful, darling.
I'm down here in Florida visiting the grandchildren.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes. I have a question. Is my flight going to be safe going home?
Let me take a look here, honey. You know, I feel that it is safe going home, but I feel like it may have a longer layover.
Okay. Right.
So, you know, you want to look at where your layovers are and kind of plan, you know, to, you know, spend some more time there.
Okay. Actually, okay. What you're saying is I want to stay longer.
Right.
I do. I want to stay a lot longer, but of course I'm not going to be able to. But
of course not, honey. But no, I feel like it's in transit.
Oh, darn.
Okay. And it's going to be one of the big ones, you know, either Atlanta or Utah, because they both look huge to me.
Okay.
That, you know, you just get stuck there for like an extra 2 hours.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't want to have to do that, but I will do whatever it takes. Now, am I going to be able to see these guys again before 4 years?
Oh, very much so, honey. I feel like this has become almost an annual event for you to escape.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that sounds good. because they sure miss me.
Well, they miss you. They need you. They need your wisdom. They need your care, and they need your love.
Okay, so that means I could even move back here.
Well, yeah, you could, honey, but I don't feel like you'd do that for a good while.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I don't, and I'm going to be honest, honey. If we separate you from the grandkids and the family, I don't think you'd be happy there.
Okay.
Right. I don't think it's your speed. I don't think it's something that, you know, would be your place of happiness. However, that doesn't mean you can't go and visit. That doesn't mean that you guys can't Skype and communicate that way and video chat so that you're just as active in their life as else. There is a client of mine who lives in Europe. Her family is based in California. She has never missed a soccer game. She has never missed a play. She has never missed a recital because she'll sit there on Skype and the daughter or daughter-in-law, I can't remember which one it is, will Skype video on her phone the whole event.
Okay. I think I need to get my daughter, my one daughter here, a laptop. So she can have the kids Skype with me better.
Right, that or a phone. Yeah, it does. A smartphone will Skype it.
Smartphone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a smartphone. Actually, you know, like the iPhone, the Android, both of them do wonderful on Skype and can be used anywhere the internet is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need to look into that then, you know.
Yes, you do.
Mine's an Android, Ace, and I love it. It does work really well. And you can,
it does.
They have Skype and they have FaceTime too. That's another one a lot of people use.
Well, the reason that I don't recommend FaceTime is because it drops connections more often.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Okay. Skype is more steady, it's more strong. And then that way you can be there Christmas morning watching them open the package you sent 3 weeks ago. Or you can be there at the recitals because all they got to do is flip the phone open and hold it. They're already videotaping it for their memories.
Right. That's so true. That's so true. Yeah, because, you know, Florida is so – because I lived here for 15 years and it was always so upbeat, so fast-paced, and that's one of the reasons why we moved away from here. Because of the fast pace, it was too much for me. I couldn't do it no more.
Exactly.
You know? But visiting is great.
Yeah. It's great to visit. It's terrible to live in.
Yeah.
It's not your speed.
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Right.
Alabama, Georgia, places like that, maybe.
Right.
But
no,
I don't think this no more.
No. I don't think you'd be happy there, honey.
The temperature, guys, is beautiful today. You would not believe it. It is 76 degrees. It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
now tell me that in August when it's 106 down there and you can barely breathe.
Yes, that exactly.
Yeah.
When I lived here, we would take water and just dump it on our heads and walk around, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you'd dry in 30 seconds.
Right,
yeah.
If not then sooner.
Got it. Well, guys, you have many blessings today. And Amanda, I will chat with you later. We're going to head out for a little while.
Well,
sounds
go
like
enjoy
fun.
Yourself.
You guys have fun. Enjoy.
Okay. It's been fun talking with you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ason, that was our last caller. It's been really fun having you on today.
I enjoyed coming on. I always enjoy visiting GGM, and you know, it always seems like something's up and beat and everything. Now, you know, Psychic.biz Live will be on tonight at 10 p.m. That's a group of Psychic Biz advisors who join together on live chat and talk about the radio shows and other activities. And tonight we're talking about angels. So that'll be a good topic. Be sure to check that out. That's over on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, which is Ason Knight. I'll be hosting it this time again. And, you know, check out my website, aceandnight.com. You can book appointments, through my assistant, Michael, there. You can get on-demand services through Click for Advisor, both phone and chat. Or if you would prefer a more stronger network, go to psychic.biz. Right now they're running a spring special that every time you deposit, if you use code SPRING16, they're going to give you $5 extra. And I'm currently on sale there at 99 cents a minute, which will be the lowest price you will find me anywhere on the internet.
Nice. Very good. It's been a pleasure, Aeson. I really loved having
it has,
you today,
honey.
And we'll have you back again.
Look forward to it, honey. Have a lovely evening.
All right, you as well. We'll have you back again soon. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. You can check out Aeson Knight at aesonknight.com, AEsonKnight.com. You can find me over on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or you can email me at starway@hotmail.com. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Shout-outs to everybody, and shout-out to Marilyn as well. It's nice hearing from you in Florida, and we will see you next Monday. Have a great day, everybody.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my replay shoes. Oh, you can do anything, stay off my replay shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face, talk to my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, honey, lay off of those shoes, now don't you step on my replay. Well, you can do anything, stay off my face. Let's go, cat. I'll walk the dog. You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off the shoes, now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. You can do anything, but lay off my blue-gray shoes. I rock it. Woo, yeah. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, 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 now don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue-gray shoes. Well, it's a blue-gray shoes, honey, blue-gray shoes, baby, blue-gray shoes, honey, blue-gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue-gray. Here's a train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh, play that guitar. Do it!
There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me. They freed me from this prison. If the railroad train was mine, bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let the lonesome whistle blow my blues away.